Welcome, everybody. Share number 1398, and the writing is share number 55550. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay. So, we're in the middle of the halachas of Kedima Brachos, the order of Brachos, priority in Brachos. If one is eating the fruits from the Shivas Aminim, right? We've spoken about in the past the fruits which you have to make Aloha Eitz on. If there are fruits which are not from the Shivas Aminim, the bracha of Eitz must be made on one of the fruits from the Shivas Aminim. In other words, if you have some from the Shivas Aminim, let's say a grape or you have a fig, so you have to make the bracha on that and the other fruits will be covered, as long as they're in front of you or you had it in mind. Now, if there are various types of fruits from the Shivas Aminim, then the bracha of Eitz should be made on one of those fruits, and the other fruits will be covered. In other words, let's say this includes other fruits from the Shivas Aminim. So, in other words, let's say I'm eating only fruits from the Shivas Aminim. I might be eating a fig, I might be eating an olive, I might be eating a grape, right? But they're all from the Shivas Aminim. So which one do I make the bracha on? You say I should make from the Shivas Aminim first, so I'm eating only Shivas Aminim, so which one do I make the bracha on? So there's actually an order from brought down in the Torah, brings down in the Psukim, the order exactly what to do. So as long as they're in front of you, like we said, or you had them in mind. Now, the correct order in conjunction with which of the fruits from the Shivas Aminim will take precedence is so. In other words, the bracha should be made on that one, and that'll cover the other ones, assuming again that the other fruits from the Shivas Aminim are in front of you. Number one, we have an olive. So if there's an olive over there, that takes precedence. You make the bar priates on the olive. Then after that will come a date. If there's no olive, you make a bracha on the date. If there's no date, you make a bracha on the grape. In other words, this is the order. First comes olive, dates, grapes. If there's no grape, you make a bracha on the fig. If there's no figs, then the last one will be a pomegranate. So for example, if one is eating various fruits, then amongst the fruits there, let's say, for example, grapes and figs, right? I'm eating some grapes and figs. Figs, I do want to mention, you do have to check for bugs and worms. You have to cut it open and be careful about that. But assuming that I have figs and grapes, and we mentioned that the bracha of Eitz should be made on the grape would come before the fig. The grape is first, takes priority in the pasuk. So then, if a person's eating grapes and figs, so that would be, one would make the bracha on, again, you're eating the grapes and the figs, the bracha of the Eitz should be made on the grape, because of the fact that the grape is before the fig. Okay, in the pasuk, the grape is before the fig, so you should make the bracha on the grape, due to the fact that this comes in this comes before in the Shivas Aminim, the order of the Shivas Aminim, if one is eating only Shivas Aminim. So let's say the same thing would apply if somebody's eating grapes, figs, and apples. So obviously the apple is not going to come into the picture. You'll have the bracha that you make on the grape will cover the fig and will cover the apple. If somebody's eating, let's say, dates, grapes, and figs, and oranges, right? So you're going to make the bracha on the date. The date comes before the grape. So you make the bracha, the bar priya eats on the date. That'll cover already the grape, the fig, and the orange. So that's basically how it goes. Another example would be if one is eating a variety of fruits and amongst them there are dates, like we said, and pomegranates, right? So the dates we just mentioned come before pomegranates. So then one would have to make the bar priates on the date. And due to the fact that this comes first in the order of the Shivas Aminim, so you make the brach on the date and that'll cover the pomegranate. And if you're eating, like we said, some other fruits, oranges, apples, or whatever the case might be, that are also periods that'll also be covered automatically, because in general we've spoken about in the past that when you have Shivas Aminim, fruits from the Shivas Aminim, and fruits that are not from the Shivas Aminim, you make the bracha on the Shivas Aminim, and that'll cover the fruits that are not from the Shivas Aminim. But what we're talking about today is that they're all from the Shivas Aminim, or you have from the Shivas Aminim quite a few of them. You have dates, you have grapes or whatever, you have a few different kinds, but you also have others, right? So you want to take the one in the proper order of the Shivas Aminim and the proper one to make the bracha. So that's, again, just to go through real quickly the order where we mentioned, this is the order of precedence in reference to the Shivas Aminim. First comes olives, then comes dates, then comes grapes, then comes figs, then comes pomegranates. We'll be going through this a little bit more upcoming shiurim. These halachas are found in Siman Reish Yud Aleph, Mishabura Sivka Mamad Hey. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaGol Tov.